While creativity without consistency leads to crazy, creativity without the marketing mindset we will discuss today can actually lead to lazy. I'm your host, Luke Clayton, and welcome to Church Media HQ. This episode is brought to you by Creative Coaching from Church Media HQ. You know, I get really tired of seeing, honestly, great churches sabotaged by poor messaging. As we're discussing in this series, there are many different mindsets when it comes to church media and marketing. While some don't care at all, there are others who get their marketing priorities all out of order, in that they want their design to maybe be aesthetically pleasing or look cool, but they care nothing about their messaging. Regardless of your industry, effective messaging is crucial to effective marketing. So, what we look to do through our coaching is help you eliminate confusion from your messaging and develop clarity so that your church can communicate better and therefore reach more people. And while you can join any coaching session for free, Priority Coaching, where you can schedule limitless one-to-one coaching calls, is reserved for our Plus members. And right now, you could save 25% on any membership for up to a full year when you use promo code COACH25 at signup. That's code COACH25 to get 25% off any membership. Visit Church Media HQ to upgrade or get started for free. Eliminate confusion from your church's marketing and start communicating your message more clearly. Start today at churchmediahq.com. That's churchmediahq.com. Welcome to your weekly coaching session that will teach you a new concept, provide creative insight, and maybe even help you avoid a mistake, all so that you can achieve excellence in your media and marketing. Now, if you find this content helpful, then I would love it if you would help someone else out by taking a moment to share this with another leader or creative like yourself. You know, I've heard it said that the world needs doers and the world needs dreamers, but above all, it needs dreamers that do. The world needs doers. The world needs the dreamers. But most of all, it needs the dreamers that do. Here's the truth. Ideas are not enough. We've talked about creativity. Creativity is great. Creativity is really the source of our ideas. When we're being creative, we're constantly having ideas. And if you're anything like me, you have ideas all the time. In fact, I find it very hard, in particular, like at night when I'm trying to go to bed, to turn off the ideas, to turn off the vision, the dreams, the whatever. I mean, literally, like to quote Greatest Showman, a million dreams keeping me awake. I could totally identify with that song. And so if you're anything like me, you've always got a constant level of ideas. And everybody, to some extreme, has this. Some more than others. Some are more creative, more idea-prone than others. But everybody has ideas. And if you've been doing this long enough in anything, church or anything, you know that ideas are not enough. Creativity is actually not enough. That's why today we're talking about the importance of innovation in your marketing. So what is this? This is effective communication that is always being challenged to go to the next level. Here's some things that innovation can be characterized by. You're going to be taking risk. You're going to be trying new things. You're not afraid to fail. You're trying to stay ahead of the curve rather than playing catch up. If you will, you're trying to skate to the puck, not fall behind. You're trying to think, okay, here's where the trends of media and marketing are headed. How can I get there first? You know, unfortunately, so many times, the church is the one that's playing catch-up, but really, what if we could instead lead the way? All of this happens through innovation. Innovation creates solutions when facing challenges rather than making excuses or discussing why it just won't work or simply just pointing out the problem. Innovation embraces the power of communication. And it harnesses it as a tool for better marketing, better leadership, and just overall more growth. You know, the more I worked in marketing and with churches in particular, the more I realized that it may actually be the single most influential department on any organization, because it's really simply an outpouring of the organization's internal culture. You know, culture is a big buzzword in leadership principles and has been now for, I would say, several years and probably always. You know, the greatest leadership experts out there, they talk about how having a culture and cultivating an intentional culture amongst your church, your organization, your company is crucial. And in fact, many argue that it's the most important thing you can do. And what I found in marketing is that it's very, very hard to have marketing that doesn't accurately reflect a organization or a church's culture. It can be done, but it's not sustainable. It can be done in the short run, but it's not long term. For example, if your church is a more, let's just say, traditional church. Maybe you have a little bit more of a dressed up type of church body that comes in, and people, you know, guys might wear a suit or a tie and whatnot. People, you know, kind of dress up on Sundays, and maybe you have sing more hymns or older songs, or have a different type of, you know, orchestration, piano based type of music, and that's great, that's fine. I've worked with churches like that for years at this point. My point is this, is if that's your church and that is who you are, that's your culture, yet you try to communicate that maybe you're more hip or trendy or whatever you want to say it, maybe you try to communicate that maybe you offer a little bit more of a contemporary experience at your church or whatnot. Well, obviously, while in the short run that could potentially attract people that are looking for that to your church, it's not going to work in the long run. It's not going to be a sustainable approach to your marketing, because what people are going to find out is that they arrive to your church expecting one thing and they find something completely different. Now, most churches wouldn't do that. I've found that most churches and many are very, very, they work very hard to be authentic in their marketing. But we have to understand this, is that you say, what you have to ask yourself is that, well, if my marketing is not good, if my marketing is not creative, it's not innovative, whatever, well, the problem may not be, is much likely, I should say, very deeper than the marketing alone. It's probably an issue with your culture. And if you're the pastor, if you're somebody in leadership there at your church, either way, you've got to do something about it. And so this mindset of innovation would say, hey, let's look at this. Let's look at our marketing, our culture of our marketing, and how that's affecting our marketing and our advertisement. How can we make that different? We don't just say, here's a problem. We say, here is a potential solution. You know, the desire to have others perceive you rather positively drives you to have a culture that reflects that perception. So in other words, you want your community to perceive your church as positive, as a place that they want to be. So let this drive you to have a culture that reflects that desired perception. Again, you might be able to convey a false sense of your culture for a while, but the truth is going to come out. People are going to get involved and realize who you really are. And so let this, rather than trying to maybe put on a coat of paint, if you will, or a mask, and perceive communicate yourself as something you're not, no, use it as a driving force to say, well, no, what if we could actually change something on the inside? So, you know, sure, again, there's been many, they've tried to fake it, but again, eventually that truth always comes out. Now, I know this is we're talking about media and marketing, but again, marketing and company culture and leadership in general, it all works together. So, they're almost integral to one another. You're not going to be able to market your church as something that it's not. If you want to be more effective in your marketing, then you have to make sure you have the culture that's welcoming and inviting to the people you're trying to reach. So the best way to have effective marketing is to have the kind of culture you want to be known for. And that is something that it just can't be fabricated. It can't be gimmicked. If you want people to like you, then you have to be likable. So in review, let's avoid those bad mindsets of marketing. Let's not be unintentional. Let's at least acknowledge that we have a responsibility and we have to be intentional and actually try. But then let's make sure that we're not outdated or out of touch. And then let's make sure that we're not mismanaged, that we're not making poor investments and decisions and mismanaging our marketing. No, let's seek to implement the positive mindsets into our marketing. Let's be consistent. Let's be creative. Most of all, let's be innovative. Please don't just have ideas. Have ideas, find the ones and choose the ones that are the best ideas, and then put innovation to work and make it happen. Now, remember, you can join a coaching session to discuss your specific media and marketing needs at any time at churchmediahq.com/coach. And with priority coaching available exclusively to our Plus members, you could schedule limitless one-to-one coaching calls. And one last reminder that right now you can save 25% on any membership for up to a full year when you use the promo code COACH25 at signup. That's code COACH25, and you'll get 25% off any membership for up to 12 months. Visit churchmediahq.com to upgrade or just get started for free. We want to help you have that good marketing mindset. We want to help you eliminate the confusion from your church's marketing. We want to help you implement these mindsets, these positive mindsets of marketing into your church's communication. Start today at churchmediahq.com. That's churchmediahq.com. And thank you so much for joining me for this coaching series. And I look forward to diving into all new content with you very soon. Until then, stay innovative, keep dreaming, and don't ever stop creating. I look forward to seeing you next time right here on Church Media HQ.